Tonight on Cryptic Dish, we dive into the mystifying story of the Pollock twins from Hexham, England, whose lives sparked a global conversation on reincarnation. After a tragic accident claimed their sisters, the twins' birth offered eerie solace, exhibiting memories and traits of their deceased siblings. Join us as we unravel this extraordinary tale of life, death, and the possibility of rebirth. Challenging the boundaries of science and the essence of what we understand about existence. Welcome to Cryptic Dish, your new go-to spot for all things mysterious. I'm here to take you on an adventure into the unknown, from spooky unsolved crimes to mind-boggling historical puzzles. And trust me, you won't want to miss a moment. But before we dive in, here's a super quick favor to ask. Make those like and subscribe buttons your new best friends and give that notification bell a welcomed hug. It's your ticket to never missing out on any of our mysterious journeys. So are you ready to explore the cryptic and the curious? Let's get started. In the quiet town of Hexham, England, the Pollock family experienced a profound tragedy that would later become central to one of the most intriguing and debated cases in the study of reincarnation. John and Florence Pollock were the parents of two daughters, Joanna and Jacqueline, whose lives were abruptly ended in a car accident in May 1957. This devastating event left the family shattered, grappling with immense grief and loss. Joanna, age 11, was known for her maternal instincts and protective nature towards her younger sister, Jacqueline, who was just 6 years old and recognizable by a distinct birthmark on her face and a scar on her head from a previous accident. The loss of both daughters in such tragic circumstances seemed an insurmountable sorrow for the Pollock family. However, in a twist that would challenge the very fabric of understanding life and death, Florence Pollock became pregnant again the following year. The family's grief was soon accompanied by a bewildering sense of hope and astonishment when Florence gave birth to twin girls, Jillian and Jennifer, in October of 1958. From the outset, the twins bore striking resemblances to their deceased siblings. Jennifer had a birthmark similar to Jacqueline's, and their personalities and preferences mirrored those of Joanna and Jacqueline in uncanny ways. The twins' connection to their deceased sisters began to manifest in more profound and inexplicable ways as they grew older. They seemed to possess knowledge of places and events related to Joanna and Jacqueline's lives, despite never having been exposed to these details. The Pollock twins recognized and asked for toys that had belonged to their deceased sisters, toys that they had never seen before, and exhibited behaviors and phobias inexplicably linked to their sisters' experiences. The mysterious rebirth and the subsequent behaviors of the Pollock twins ignited a mix of intrigue, skepticism, and wonder, both within the family and among the wider public. The case soon attracted the attention of researchers and became a seminal example in the study of reincarnation, posing questions about the continuity of personality and the existence of an afterlife. The beginning of the Pollock twins' story, rooted in tragedy, evolved into a narrative that challenged conventional beliefs about life and death, setting the stage for a journey into the realms of the unexplained and the extraordinary. The Pollock twins, Jillian and Jennifer, exhibited behaviors and recollections that were astonishingly similar to those of their deceased sisters, Joanna and Jacqueline, leading to widespread speculation and intrigue. From an early age, the twins seemed to share a profound connection with their siblings, whose lives had been tragically cut short before the twins were born. As the twins grew, their parents and others noticed odd instances where Jillian and Jennifer appeared to recall experiences and places intimately associated with Joanna and Jacqueline. For instance, the twins would ask for specific dolls and toys by name, items that had belonged to their deceased sisters and had been packed away, unseen by the twins. They even displayed similar play habits and preferences that mirrored those of Joanna and Jacqueline. Remarkably, the physical resemblances were also striking. Jennifer had a birthmark on her face in the same location as a scar that Jacqueline had possessed. These physical traits seemed to defy conventional explanation and suggested a deeper, perhaps genetic or spiritual, link between the sisters and their departed sisters. The twins also displayed inexplicable fears and phobias that paralleled incidents in their deceased sisters' lives. For example, Jennifer exhibited an intense fear of cars and traffic, which eerily resonated with the manner of Joanna and Jacqueline's deaths. The specific phobia was particularly poignant, considering the twins' age and their lack of exposure to the details of their sister's accident. The twins' personalities further reflected those of their deceased sisters. Jillian assumed a protective, motherly role towards Jennifer, reminiscent of Joanna's behavior towards Jacqueline. Teachers and neighbors often remarked on the uncanny similarities in demeanor, preferences, and even mannerisms between the twins and their older siblings. While these similarities in behaviors were compelling for those who believed in reincarnation, skeptics and some psychologists offered alternative explanations. They suggested that the twins' knowledge of their deceased sisters could have been unconsciously absorbed from their parents' conversations or through subtle family cues, rather than being memories of a past life. In exploring the unsettling similarities and memories of the Pollock twins, we dive into a narrative that straddles the line between the known and the inexplicable, inviting us to ponder the mysteries of existence and the potential for life beyond death. The extraordinary case of the Pollock twins not only captivated the public, but also drew the attention of the scientific community, leading to a rigorous examination of the claims surrounding their supposed memories of past lives. Psychologists, researchers, and skeptics dove into this story, seeking to understand whether the twins' experiences could be substantiated or explained through conventional means. Some psychologists proposed that the twins' apparent memories and behaviors could be attributed to cryptomnesia, a phenomenon where forgotten memories resurface and are mistaken for new experiences. Others suggested that the twins, growing up in a household still grieving the loss of Joanna and Jacqueline, might have been subtly influenced by their parents' memories and desires, absorbing and reflecting the lost girl's characteristics and experiences. Dr. Ian Stevenson, a psychiatrist and researcher from the University of Virginia, became one of the most prominent figures in the investigation of the Pollock twins' case. Stevenson, known for his work on reincarnation, conducted extensive interviews and analyses, concluding that the twins' memories and behaviors provided compelling evidence of reincarnation. He argued that the specificity of the twins' memories combined with their emotional and physical connections to their deceased sisters could not be easily dismissed or explained by environmental factors alone. However, skeptics pointed out potential biases in the investigation, such as the family's belief in reincarnation and the possibility of leading questions during interviews. Critics also emphasized the lack of empirical evidence supporting reincarnation and highlighted how family dynamics and social cues play significant roles in shaping the twins' behaviors and alleged memories. The debate over the Pollock twins extended into broader discussions about the influence of cultural beliefs on perceptions of reincarnation and memories. In Western societies, where reincarnation is not widely accepted as part of the cultural or religious framework, cases like the Pollock twins are often met with more skepticism compared to cultures where reincarnation is an integral part of spiritual beliefs. Despite the controversies and the skepticism, the story of the Pollock twins remains a focal point for discussions on the nature of consciousness, memory, and the possibility of life after death. The case continues to be studied and referenced in the fields of psychology, parapsychology, and the study of human consciousness, representing a fascinating intersection of personal tragedy, scientific inquiry, and the enduring human quest to understand the mysteries of existence. The story of the Pollock twins extended beyond the immediate intrigue of their alleged reincarnation, touching on the broader cultural and philosophical questions about life and death, and possibility of an afterlife. This narrative has sparked discussions and debates that reach into the realms of spirituality, ethics, and the human understanding of existence. The case of the Pollock twins resonated differently across cultures, reflecting varying beliefs about reincarnation and the afterlife. In Western societies, where reincarnation is less commonly accepted, the story is often met with skepticism or curiosity. In contrast, in cultures where reincarnation is a fundamental aspect of spiritual belief, such as in many Eastern religions, the story might be seen as more credible or even ordinary. The implications of the twins' story raise significant philosophical and ethical questions. If reincarnation were possible, what would it mean for concepts of personal identity, moral responsibility, and the continuity of consciousness? The idea that individuals could carry memories or traits from past lives challenges the Western philosophical tradition of individualism and the linear progression of time and existence. Decades after the events that made the Pollock twins a subject of worldwide attention, their story continues to influence cultural and academic discussions. It remains a touchstone for those studying human consciousness, the potential for life after death, and the intersection of science and spirituality. The twin story challenges us to consider the breadth of human experience and the mysteries that lie beyond the reach of current scientific understanding. On a more personal level, the narrative of the Pollock twins prompts individuals to reflect on their own beliefs about death and what, if anything, lies beyond. It brings to the forefront our innate fascination with death and the universal desire to understand our place in the cosmos. Societally, the story illustrates our collective yearning for stories that transcend the mundane and hint at a possibility of a greater, more interconnected existence. In this final segment, exploring the cultural and philosophical implications of the Pollock twins' story, we are invited to ponder the profound mysteries of life and the enduring human quest for meaning and continuity beyond the physical realm. The twin story serves as a mirror reflecting our deepest fears, hopes, and the timeless question of what it means to be alive. Thank you for joining us on Cryptic Dish as we dove into the enigmatic world of the Pollock twins, a story that blurs the lines between life and death, memory, and mystery. Through the lens of this extraordinary case, we ventured into the heart of profound questions about existence and the possibility of an afterlife, challenging the boundaries of our understanding. Stay intrigued, keep exploring the unknown, and join us next time as we uncover more mysteries that lie at the edge of reality. And don't forget, the journey through the cryptic continues on our podcast, available on your favorite platform, where we unravel the tales that time can't erase.